A letter from Germany. Europe is in chaos. This letter is from a retired Royal Air Force officer who now works and lives in Germany. Germany, chaos descends. Dear friends, Europe is now in total chaos, and I think that you should know about it. I've waited a week or so to see how things will develop and to glean more information before presenting the facts. As you may know from the media, the flood of refugees come economic immigrants into Europe has reached ridiculous proportions. And to the extent that Hungary and other Balkan states have closed their borders, and Turkey is considering doing the same. Angela Merkel, in an ill-advised speech to the Bundestag, welcomed all refugees to Germany, and the floodgates opened. And, in my view, this was all pre-planned, beginning with the Pope's appeal last year for Islam to move closer to Christianity. This was then followed up via the Italian government instructing the Italian Navy to rescue all boat refugees and bring them to Italy. As a result, it seems that some 8,000 people per day are now entering Europe via various routes. Most of these are young males between 17 and 25. The result is chaos, as you can imagine. Here in Saarland, we've been overwhelmed with refugees, mainly young males, but some families. In Le Bach, some 10 kilometres from here, a camp for 200 was set up and a further 100 added this last week. The politicians, local government and religious leaders have fallen over themselves to bring them in and cater for them. And so, what is the result? In Ventimiglia, near Monte Carlo, the refugees banded together, organised by smartphone, and overran the market and stole or destroyed everything and ransacked the town. Here in Le Bach, a group entered a supermarket and took what they wanted and destroyed the rest. When the manageress confronted them, they called up their friends and smashed the place to bits. The police arrived, but were overwhelmed, and the supermarket is now closed. Yesterday, my friends rang from Wiesenfels near Leipzig. Since two supermarkets and a Kaufland store in Halle suffered the same way. More news is coming in from all over Germany of the same situations. The media reports none of this. Many people have demonstrated against being overrun by immigrants. In Wiesenfels, families are thrown out of an 8-flat apartment block and 70 refugees moved in. Small towns of some 2 or 3,000 people are overrun by some 5 to 6,000 refugees. Most civil unrest is apparent and is just boiling under the surface. Europe is in chaos and the do-gooders have totally lost control of the situation. Islam has overwhelmed us. For the Syrian and Afghan refugees, I have every sympathy. They need help and should get it. But for the rest, in my view, the state authorities must be firm and send them back. Perhaps it is too late. Anyway, I thought that you should know that the situation here is pretty grim, and I fail to see how it can be resolved. I can only foresee a police state. By RAF officer retired, now living and working in Germany. Sunday, September 27th, 2015. Dr. Owen's post originally appeared at Fellowship of the Minds.